The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your family flex. Like,
what?
It's sort of like your family's claim to fame. I think this is going to be a little bit adjacent to mundane celebrity encounter. But it's like, what makes your family cool? Like,
okay.
Like, I just found out one of the patriarchs of my family was a notorious horse thief and was eventually sentenced to prison.
That's what makes your family cool?
Well, it's our flex.
Okay. I have mine wrong.
No, I mean, it can be positive things, but like, then he got sentenced to prison and he and his brother were both in prison and they busted out of prison and stole more horses.
Oh.
Wait, why do the same crime?
I don't, because
like,
he's good at it.
If you've already done the crime and you got caught and you're in prison and then they're like, you know, yeah, what's a good idea?
There's like, get on a horse.
I say, yeah, get back on the horse.
Okay, that's cool.
Also, it's not like they're security cameras. If they're stealing a horse.
Well, like, and this was in the, like, I don't even know what year, like 1800s.
Yeah.
We're talking like.
So someone would just have to know what he looks like to be like, that's the guy that escaped from Dial.
Right. And like, they just have sketches or whatever of him on a horse, a little stick horse. It's like, no.
Okay.
All these guys look like him.
Yeah.
Anyway, then he changed his name. Smart. And then he never had to go back to prison.
Very smart man.
Way to go, man.
And now you're here to tell
the tale. Does anybody have one?
My great uncle, so my mom's uncle, was one of the people who ran the Olympic torch for the, we think it's the 84 Los Angeles Olympics. So the last time they were in
LA. How far did he run?
I do not know. It's not like he was the one who like
brought
lit
it in.
The big
no,
torch.
But it's still being
but
one
I
of the
think
torches.
That they ran it. I could be wrong about when it was, but I know they ran it through part of like kind of where I grew up in the Bay Area. And so he was a big basketball star there. And so he's run the Olympic torch.
At a certain point, I'm not trying to knock your thing, but they like there is a point where they're just letting everybody like they just kind of pass the torch as it were. They're like they just hand it to like 40 different people. But if he got to run a little bit, that's like cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My understanding is he ran in the middle of the night with the torch.
Oh,
yeah.
Because they literally bring it from, like, if the last Olympics were somewhere, then they go to, like, the port farthest away. Like, the Olympics are in L.A., but they, like, stop, they bring it to New York and it's, like, Forrest Gump it all the way across.
Yeah, that's my understanding is, obviously, it was long before I was born, but.
Wow. I think that's really cool.
And he's in, like, a basketball Hall of Fame. Actually, I should have told you about this earlier, T-Hack. He's
what?
In like
you
the,
have a cousin in the Basketball
no,
Hall of
no,
Fame?
No, this is my great uncle.
That's still
not the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's in like a basketball.
Now, you're just, we're doing family flex and you're just, this gosh. Is more of a whimper at this
sorry.
Point.
Sorry. Whoopsie. Yeah.
Like, it's, we don't just want famous people, right? Because my, like,
well, yeah, no.
And Erica, that's not necessarily famous.
Not
that's
famous.
Just really, really cool. Yeah, I want cool stuff.
Because there was like a Reddit thread about this and somebody's like, my cousin's a Hawktua girl. And that's a family flex.
Oh, boy.
Like, you're like, hey, you know the Hawktua girl?
Is like, that a flex, though? Because you're like, that's my cousin.
That's kind of a flex.
But then you're like, but what she was talking about is not something you ever want to think your
funny,
cousin.
Though.
Oh, yeah. I think my cousins do that. I think my cousins listen to the show. I think you know which one you are. You're the Hawktua girl of my family.
Oh, jeez.
It's a guy, so it makes it funnier.
Do you think that we're all the Hawktua girls of our own families because we're kind of raunchy sometimes?
I think you probably are because you're not used to being in this raunchy of an environment.
Right.
You seem like you were much purer when you got here.
Sure was.
And you're pretty tainted already.
Yeah.
The stench is on you. I think I'm probably, this sounds so like narcissistic.
Pretentious.
But I think I'm the... Probably the like my mom. I'm definitely the family flex for my mom because she just can't. Like she goes to Walmart and she's just like, my son is slacker, and it's like, mom, they don't care. Like, what are
but
you doing?
But then there's like the people who do care and are like, that's freaking cool.
And she's proud. It's really cute.
Yeah.
But like, we're at a restaurant and she's telling the server. Like, you ever look at somebody and go, you're NPR? Like, you just know.
Yeah.
You're like, you're NPR.
No.
You, like, you literally only listen to NPR. You don't. And she's like, do you know who this is? I'm like, mom, she like. Even if you held up a picture of our website, she's not going to know who I am. And it's just so humiliating.
Mm, when you're there for it, too.
Yes, I was right there. And I was like...
Oh, good. So that never ends.
Yes. It's horrifying. Anyway, if you've got a great family flex, we'd love to hear what yours is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Way back in 1989, my parents starred in a movie. You might
if
have
you
seen
bring
it,
this up again, I
starred is a stretch.
Starred.
They were what? They were in Field of
Wait,
Dreams.
You just brought this up. Do you have another family flex? Yes, your parents were in a car in the final scene.
Yes,
I think it's cool.
Yeah, arguably the most memorable car out of all of them.
Well, I don't know which one it was.
They also didn't star in the movie.
Okay. Right? They were close.
You got to have another flex.
Oh my God, that's family that I'm related to.
Family flex was your idea. This was your idea.
It's a Field of Dreams. Okay. That's arguably the best one.
I was told by my brother, who I would say is our family flex. He's an Air Force pilot, and like that's pretty cool.
He's not a slouch. He's like
yeah. But I was told by him that so my mother's maiden last name is very Irish.
Okay,
and I was told by him that we have a relative buried in one of the prestigious cemeteries in London, and I have no idea what it is, and I think he might have been lying to me.
Okay.
Like, well, I thought it might have been Highgate Cemetery or like Westminster Abbey, even.
Sure. But you think he might be lying.
Yeah.
So what we
I'm
want.
I'm not finding anything.
Like, what I'm asking, though, is like, what we want is we want listeners to call with their family flex, but the ones in this room
are
so
another cool
Taco
one.
Bell mild sauce.
I don't know if this counts, okay, but my brother was like a starting quarterback at Arizona State.
Oh.
And he was like in the newspapers. You could Google my name and all his info would come up because we were like, you know, Danny has three sisters. One is 15. That was me. It was
good.
Cool at the time. It was really cool.
Better than being in a car in a movie sometime.
Okay. I know.
We would watch him on TV. It was really cool.
What about this? 2011. Taylor Lautner starred in a little movie. You may have seen it.
Twilight?
Field of Dreams 2.
Oh, there's a second one.
Your mouth. There is not.
Performance in the first one. It spun off into it's a whole franchise now.
Oh,
was
man.
There really a Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Rough. Yeah. Kevin Costner is cast. I don't know. He's in it.
No, he's not.
He's, I don't know. Okay. Hologram at that point. Taylor Lautner's a star.
I have another one that it's kind of, it was my family flex. It's not anymore. But like when I was married to a Brazilian woman, her sister's husband was the commander. He was the general of the Air Force Base in Rio de Janeiro. You may know it as Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were visiting, he was like, we're eating. He's like, hold on, I gotta go. I'm like, what? He had to go because the airport is right there. But like when you're really famous, you want to land at the Air Force Base so you don't have to go through security. So he's like, I gotta go. The Pope's landing.
Wow.
And then he went and greeted the Pope. And then at the end of the week, he's like, I gotta go. Bon Jovi's landing. So he just got to go out and like
greet them.
Cause I'm giving you permission to use my runway. He was a commander of the Air Force.
Whoa.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's better than Taylor Lautner in. So here's the bar.
They didn't bring my parents back, but they consulted them.
The bar is set. It's gotta be better than a car. In Field of Dreams 2.
Okay.
Your family flex has to be better.
Now I've dated their legacy.
Or maybe somebody who's dead in your family might or might not be in a famous...
I'll get back to you on that.
Oh my God. All right. What is your family flex? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing family flexes. The thing about your family that like it's the... It's the cool thing, the cool person in your family, or the cool fact about your family.
Can I make an addendum?
Okay.
My great.
I saw you texting feverishly.
I was texting my mom, and she got me the correct information. My great uncle ran the torch for the 1996 Olympics, so they were running it across the country, and he was one of the people in California who brought it. Okay.
Where was the 1996 Olympics held?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just felt bad about lying, and I was alive.
Okay. And then also Tiak apparently wants to try to
try one more time
to do something cooler than
I don't think they made a third Field of Dreams movie, but I do have a cousin who is a news anchor back home. The problem, I have like such a big family, I have cousins I've never even met before, and I just hear like, you know, he's the anchor on the news, and I'm like, what?
In Iowa?
Yeah. But I told him, I'm like, well, I'm also a broadcast professional.
Give some hard-hitting news every once in a while.
Yes, he is. I would say if you're going to call your family flex a news anchor, that means you are also a family flex. Mm. Well, maybe less impressive because you're not at home.
Yeah, and he hasn't reached out yet. I don't think he's interested in tips.
Do we think we're going to get better calls than your stories?
We had somebody who hung up. He said everyone in his family has their CDL.
What's a CDL?
Commercial driver's license.
Yeah. Is that a flex?
That's pretty cool.
It's that is a flex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you drive a truck?
Sure can't. Don't let me drive.
Exactly. Okay. Tammy?
Yay.
What's your family flex?
Well, my uncle, he established surfing in Bali and helped found the competitions that they have throughout the Pacific Rim, some islands in the Pacific Rim.
Wow.
And my dad, he was the president of the Surfing Association in Hawaii, and I also married a Triple Crown surfer.
Wow.
So you're just a long line of surf dudes.
And you're kind of like, could you say you're a bit responsible for surfing being in the Olympics?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it a lot last year.
Okay, relax.
You know what? I deserve that.
And now we live in Colorado.
Aww.
Yeah, not a lot of surfing out here.
What's that like growing up though? When he's like, you've been hitting the books too hard. You got to hit the waves.
Yeah, go man.
Out there, man.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Tammy. Debbie?
Yai.
What's your family flex?
Okay, I got several. I'll start with Charlemagne, then William Braveheart Wallace, then Robert the Bruce, who founded Scotland, so he's sort of like the George Washington of Scotland.
Wait, like the guy that Mel Gibson played?
Yes.
Is related to you?
Yes, I'm a direct descendant.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool, Debbie.
I'd rather be a direct descendant of Mel Gibson, but nevertheless, I also
he's a little off the rails right now.
I also have a horse thief from Missouri named Jack Shepherd. If you think we might be related,
I don't think Shepherd's in your lineage, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe they stole horses from each other.
It's not. That's right. That's really great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie. I don't think Aaron was as impressed with that as I wanted her to be.
I've never seen Braveheart.
Oh. They can take our lives, but they'll never take
all
our freedom.
All I know is that they have blue paint on their faces.
Just keep, okay. Chris?
Hello?
Chris.
Thank you, I had to do it.
Dude, you are a god right now.
Where are you?
Whatever
you
you're doing is so important. What's your family flex?
So my great-grandfather was a combat engineer in World War II, and along with a lot of medals that he brought back for all of his bravery, I think his most prized possession, and ours anyway, is he brought back two Nazi flags that he captured by physical force. They both have blood on them, so we usually pull those out when we're going through family history.
You just have Nazi flags at your house?
With
blood?
Yeah,
two of them.
Wow. With blood. Oh,
that's
wow.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Oh, man. That made me laugh so hard. I don't even know what to do with that. Ainsley.
Hi, how are you?
Hi,
how are you?
What's your family flex?
So my sister was the American Girl Doll of the Year in, I think it was 2008. She was Nikki, and she was the cover model for it. But we didn't really realize how intense it was until she went to the Mall of America and her poster was there. And just walked up, and that was it.
Whoa.
She was like,
so they like made an American Girl doll after her?
There was a Colorado American Girl doll, and that was the doll of the year. And that was,
I think that was the same year I was in the top three.
Oh my.
I'm not even joking.
No,
it's okay.
Aaron didn't win.
I'm okay with that.
This is so bad. We're going to look her up. Her name was Nikki. Okay.
The American Girl doll was Nikki.
Okay.
And it was, I want to say 2008, but I could be a little, it's around there.
I don't want to say your last name, but I found it.
Wow, that is cool. Thank you.
It was 2007.
Okay,
yeah.
Aline.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your family flex?
So, about 20 years ago, we rescued some donkeys, and they were at my house. And they were donkeys from Indiana Jones movies.
Why were they needing to be rescued?
Well, Indiana couldn't take care of them,
I guess.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.